Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're doing a deep dive into online payments, specifically how to make them work better for your business. We've got a bunch of interesting stuff to dig into, including some LinkedIn profiles and company info and even some articles. And it's all about this company called EcomStream and the guy who founded it, Ramon Helwiggin.
Yeah, their approach really stood out to me. They're like financial detectives, you know, digging deep to find hidden potential in how you're handling payments. And they help you cut costs and actually boost performance at the same time.
Exactly. And you know what really got me? Ramon's LinkedIn profile, it says, quote, "It's what your payment providers will never tell you."
Mm-hmm. It's kind of creepy, right? Makes you wonder what they're hiding.
Well, let's see if his experience backs that up. I mean, his background is really impressive, over 25 years in all sorts of industries. But since 2009, he's been laser focused on payment solutions. And then in 2017, he founded EcomStream, working specifically with international retailers. And not just any retailers, right? We're talking big names.
Yeah.
Like AMAC, Bugaboo, Quantum, Lean Backer, VitaXL, Swiss. I mean, these are some serious companies, so he must be doing something right.
Oh, absolutely. And you can see that in the testimonials on EcomStream's website. Clients consistently praise their expertise and how professional they are, but also the tangible results they deliver. And their business model is really interesting. No cure, no pay. That takes guts. You know, it really shows how confident they are in their ability to find savings for their clients.
Yeah, that's a bold move for sure.
Yeah.
So, okay, what exactly does EcomStream do? They seem to cover everything. Selection, optimization, benchmarks, audits, mm-hmm. RFP management, project management. They even help enhance your checkout flow.
And what's key here is they don't just focus on online payments. They handle point of sale, POS and unified commerce solutions as well. Mm-hmm. So they can support businesses across all their sales channels.
Their website uses this word, forensic, to describe their approach, like they're really getting into the nitty-gritty, you know, to find inefficiencies and all those hidden costs you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Plus, they promise, quote, instant and continuous savings with minimal input from your team. You know, who wouldn't want that?
It's a pretty compelling offer. But to really get why it works, we need to get into Ramon's philosophy. Remember that quote, it's what your payment providers will never tell you.
Hmm.
It seems like he thinks, that we often misunderstand payment solutions, that we see them only as a cost instead of, you know, a potential profit generator.
Interesting. So it's about shifting our mindset, realizing there's this untapped potential within our payment systems. That makes sense considering his focus on both top line growth, meaning more sales, and bottom line improvement, meaning cost reduction.
Exactly. And it's not just theory. Ramon's written articles for publications like Emerce and Frank Watching. He explores things like checkout optimization, even using gamification in the checkout process, and how the European payments market is changing.
He even runs a website, betaoptimal.nl, specifically about conversion and fast checkout. I mean, that tells me he's seriously passionate about this stuff. And he wants to share that knowledge with everyone.
Totally. And that passion combined with his expertise seems to be a winning formula. You know, those glowing testimonials on their website, especially from those big name clients we talked about, SwissSense, Staples, LeanBacker, it's clear they're doing something right.
Yeah. And they have 14 excellent reviews on Trust Index.
Yeah.
I mean, they're obviously delivering on their promises and building a really solid reputation. But, you know, what does all this mean for you listening right now?
Well, if we zoom out to the bigger picture, it really highlights how crucial payment solutions are. I mean, they're crucial to the success of any online business, but we often set them up and then just forget about them, which leads to, you know, inefficiencies and missed opportunities. And that's where EcomStream comes in. They come in with this specialized knowledge and a fresh perspective to help businesses optimize their payments and unlock all that hidden potential.
So they're not just consultants, they're partners. Invested in their client's success.
Yeah.
And that no cure, no pay model really drives that point home. I mean, you don't see that every day. But it does make you wonder if your payment provider isn't telling you everything.
What exactly are you missing out on?
That's a great question. Definitely worth thinking about. Before we get into the specifics of EcomStream's impact, let's explore exactly how they're achieving these remarkable results. You know, what can we learn from their approach?
So let's dive into some specific examples of how EcomStream delivers these impressive results for their clients.
Yeah, let's get into the details. What kind of impact are we talking about here?
Well, a lot of the client testimonials mention big savings on payment processing fees. For example, one client, Ivo Ijaseldijk, said EcomStream helped them get a 25% reduction in their monthly PSP costs.
Okay, hold on, back up for a sec. For those of us who don't, you know, live and breathe payment jargon, What exactly are PSP costs?
Oh, good point. PSP stands for Payment Service Provider. Basically, the companies that handle all the behind-the-scenes processing every time someone buys something online. So PSP costs are the fees they charge for each transaction.
Got it. So EcomStream helped this client cut those fees by a whole 25%. That's huge, especially for businesses doing a ton of transactions.
Absolutely. And what's even more impressive is they did it without the client's team having to do much at all. EcomStream handled all the negotiations with the payment provider, you know, kind of like a silent partner.
That's got to be a huge relief for busy business owners. No more struggling to understand those crazy contracts or going back and forth with providers.
Exactly. Another testimonial that stood out to me was from Ronald Van Drunen, who worked on the Staples e-commerce team. He said EcomStream helped them choose and implement a whole new payment solution based on Adyen for their European business.
Adyen. That's a big name in the payments world, right?
Right.
Known for their global reach and all those advanced features. So EcomStream isn't just about, you know, haggling over fees. They're helping businesses pick the right solutions from the get-go.
Yeah, it's about finding that perfect fit, you know, where the functionality, performance, and cost all line up with what the business is trying to achieve.
And it sounds like they handle some pretty complex projects, too. Their website mentions implementation, transformation, and replatforming of payment solutions.
Right. It's not just Band-Aid solutions, you know. They're helping businesses build those really solid payment systems that can grow with them.
And let's not forget about checkout flow optimization. This seems to be something Ramon's particularly interested in.
What's interesting is how he ties checkout optimization to the idea of gamification. He argues that by adding like game-like elements to the checkout process, businesses can make it more fun and engaging, which can lead to, you know, fewer people abandoning their carts and a boost in sales.
You know, I was reading an article recently about how some online stores use those progress bars or little reward animations during checkout. It definitely makes the whole process feel less boring, you know, and
right.
Keeps you moving forward.
Exactly. It's all about understanding how customers think and designing those experiences that encourage them to finish their purchase.
So EcomStream's got this like holistic approach to payments, right? They're looking at everything from cutting costs to making the user experience better. But what are some of the specific strategies they use? How are they actually doing all this?
One key strategy is negotiation. They use their industry knowledge and connections to get better rates and terms from the payment providers. This might involve things like tiered pricing, where the fees you pay go down as your transaction volume goes up.
So they're using their expertise to get you a better deal than you could probably get yourself.
Exactly. They also focus on minimizing avoidable costs, like chargebacks.
Remind me what a chargeback is again?
Sure. It's basically when a customer disputes a transaction with their bank and gets their money back. Chargebacks can be pretty expensive for businesses.
Ah, right. So how does EcomStream help minimize those?
They'll implement fraud prevention measures to reduce the chances of those fraudulent transactions happening in the first place. And they also work with businesses to make their refund and dispute processes better, you know, more efficient and fair, so they can minimize those chargeback claims.
Okay, so that's on the cost-saving side. What about the performance improvements? How are they actually helping businesses sell more through their payment solutions?
One key area is checkout flow optimization. This is where they really put Ramon's philosophy into action using those gamification techniques we talked about.
Oh, yeah. I see how all these pieces fit together now.
Exactly. They might suggest things like simplifying the checkout form, offering a bunch of different payment options, or using those progress bars and reward animations you mentioned to keep customers engaged.
So it's about making the whole checkout process as smooth and painless, maybe even enjoyable as possible, to get those conversion rates up.
That's the goal. They also work on the technical side of things, making sure the checkout process is fast, secure, and mobile friendly.
It seems like they really think of everything. All those little optimizations really add up to make a big difference in the end. It sounds like they have a really comprehensive approach, you know? Combining these big strategies with a lot of smaller tactical tweaks makes you realize how much we might be missing with our own payment setups. So for our listeners who are thinking, okay, this sounds great, but where do I even start? What are some like practical first steps they can take?
Yeah.
To start optimizing their own payment solutions, I mean.
Well, the most important thing is just becoming more aware. You know, take a look at your current payment setup and ask some basic questions like, what fees are you paying? How smoothly is everything actually running? Are you getting a lot of customer complaints? Or a high number of declined transactions, maybe?
It's like a health checkup for your payments. You know, just identify those pain points or areas that need improvement.
Exactly. And as you're looking at everything, ask yourself, what are my payment providers not telling me? Could there be hidden costs, like lurking in the fine print of your contract? Or maybe there are better solutions out there that you don't even know about.
That's where resources like EcomStream's website and Ramon's articles can be really helpful, right? I mean, they offer a lot of great insights into the world of payment solutions.
Oh, absolutely. Even if you're not ready to bring in a consultant, just learning more about the topic can give you a real advantage. You know what they say? Knowledge is power. Especially when it comes to something as complicated as payment processing.
And it's not just about finding the cheapest option either, right? It's about finding that solution that really fits your needs and your goals.
Exactly. You got to think about things like your transaction volume, your average order value. Do you have plans to expand internationally? What payment methods do your customers actually prefer to use?
Wow. So many things to consider. It might seem overwhelming, but it sounds like it's worth taking the time to really understand your options, right?
For sure.
And don't be afraid to shop around, compare different providers, and don't let all the jargon scare you off. There are tons of resources out there to help you, you know, make sense of it all and make good decisions.
That's right. And if you do decide you need some expert help, look for a company with a proven track record and a deep understanding of how all this works.
Like EcomStream, for example.
Yeah, they're definitely a good example of what to look for. That no cure, no pay model really shows their confidence and their focus on both cost optimization and performance improvement. That's what makes them stand out.
Well, I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about today. This whole world of payment solutions can be a bit intimidating, but it's also full of opportunities if you're willing to dig in and optimize your setup.
Totally agree. And remember, this is an ongoing process. You know, the payments landscape is always changing, so it's important to stay curious, stay informed, and don't be afraid to question how things are done.
Great advice. So to sum it all up, if your payment provider isn't telling you everything, it might be time to ask some tough questions and see what else is out there. You might be surprised at what you find.
Absolutely. There's so much potential to make more money and create a better experience for your customers. It all starts with taking that first step.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of payment solutions. We'll be back soon with another fascinating topic to explore. Until then, stay curious.